Because, you know, every week we like to say, hey, we're not old anymore. We like our rock and roll stars to talk to us, not just play. We've brought you rock and roll stars over the last, 6 or 7 or 8 weeks. Tonight is absolutely no different. For my money, pound for pound, the very best group of the 1980s, sadly underrated, even though they had hit after hit after hit, was the big group Madness. Please welcome their lead singer. It's the Mighty Sons with us! Yeah! The immediate question is something that I think the nation ponders. Madness, are you actually a group? Are you an infrequent gathering? Are you still together? Do you play together still? What is the story of Madness at the moment?
Rather like the royal family, Danny. It's an institution.
Yeah.
And yeah. Who knows where it's going?
But are you still...
Who knows where it's going?
Are you a recording group or just get together for
benefits?
No,
I still live in the same vicinity as the other people in the band. But 2 years ago, they put out a greatest hits album, which was more successful than any of us thought it would be.
You can't have been surprised by that, because Madness, after all, Madness. I mean, like, how many hits?
Yeah.
25,000. Well, you know, there it is. You make you take that look like a load of talentless kids. Oh, no. Why are you good sons? I've always been too polite to ask you.
What?
You don't know yourself. It's not filthy, is it?
No, it's not. That is stupid. That's what it is.
Come on, that's good.
Everyone was getting into graffiti, remember that?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
MFC, we're all okay.
Yeah, all that, yeah.
And then there was a book from America, and I think it was written by George Melly, funnily enough. It was American Graffiti. It came out at the same time as that film. And suddenly in America, they were doing all these really extravagant things on tube trains.
Watching My Name Go By, that was a book about...
That was it.
Doing the tube trains, yeah.
And a few people in the band started doing things like that, and everyone had a pseudonym. And I didn't have one. And someone had an encyclopedia of jazz musicians, and I opened it up hoping to get Fats or Fingers or...
Yeah.
And I got Suggs.
And what are your friends called you? Because your name's Graham, but the people call
my
you Graham...
My friends call me Suggs. No, everyone calls me Suggs, yeah. My missus calls me Suggs. My
really?
Kids call me...
Family can't. Family can't, yeah?
The police and my mother call me Graham.
Graham.